inheritance. Speak the word hum, and you have another thing given its name from the action creating it. When I say I am proud of you for going into a war, it must be because you can't see my wavering weight upon news of special forces in Syria, or how, like a neon predilection, the day before a hanging green shape of Afghanistan catches my eye from a kebab shop window after years of passing by it. Because this universe gives us no way to give each other any real thing. This is how the story of the world goes down. We desire that without which we are first born, and then we take it, or we don't take it, to have as our own. Discarded ceiling-high Pegasus doll on Fifth Avenue's curb, found by a grown man from Queens, soft spot for magic, rents a car, hauls the beast through his front door to his kitchen. Now it rears back, cramped, but ready for flight, wings extended there between refrigerator and lamp. A predicament of inheriting so much history with no function beyond first moments of thrill. Concentrating on the last consonant of your name, remembering this bed's not mine, and neither is the thrift store sweater. Ruminating, my middle-class mother has no etiquette to pass on to me of place settings or clean lines. Why is it most wildnesses in our blood only free themselves, spilled out in regret? And what are we doing here? Asked the Pegasus on the street side in a dream I have not had yet. The toy store is closing, I tell him, smoothing his mane with my rain-slicked hand. No, he whinnies and sighs in deep. I mean, on this planet, no one's made for this kind of planet. If nothing else, my mother, she gave me a strong singing voice. All I can do now for the great winged horse is hum.